Leela, the Dusk Leela. Please, everyone, chant with me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Krishna Kanaya 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 because we are now seeing Rama and Krishna, Balaram and Krishna, after they have milked the cows, Rama and Krishna bring they are milked at a certain place, and then they are brought to their respective pens, you know, the cow houses where they stay. It's a huge goshala, but each cow has its own little apartment, if you so want, with a calf. And then they proceed to Nanda Maharaj's household mandir, accompanied by their friends and Nanda. You must know, Nanda Maharaj has his own little temple where he has worshipped in the past Lord Narayan for an excellent son. And Nanda Maharaj heard later when Krishna was born that Narayan has entered the son Krishna, and therefore he is so powerful and so special. This is Narayan's grace, according to Nanda Maharaj. So then, somewhere else, they arrive in time in this mandir of Nanda Maharaj to observe the aratik. And the aratik is interestingly performed by the Dvija Raj by the Brahmin Madhumangal. He's freshly showered, first class dress, and the way he looks, a little chubby, full, healthy looking. And then this Dvija Raj, the king amongst the twice born Madhumangal, or as everyone in Nanagram prefers to call him Batu, and does the artik. And then after that artik is the evening meal in the palace of Nanda Maharaj. Now this is very, very different from the morning meal. In this evening meal, Nanda Maharaj, to conclude the day, has invited all his relatives. His older brothers sit on his right side. It is Upananda and Abhinanda, and his two younger brothers, Sunanda and who else? What?
Sanand.
They sit on the left side. And there are various elders there. If Pajanya Maharaj, the father of the Nanda brothers, is not doing Hari Bhajan, usually he's doing Hari Bhajan, but sometimes he comes, the old grandfather Pajanya, and of course his grandmother, Krishna's grandmother, is there. Variyasi, who likes to joke and joke and joke and joke. But this is different from the morning. It's a very formal setting. The brahmanas are there and they are served first. according to tradition. Then Nanda Maharaj is and his older all his brothers are served, and then finally at the end Krishna and Balarama serve because they're small. They have to wait until the formal people are there. It's very nice to hear. Now this meal is usually very, very, as it's Govinda Lilamrita says, twice as many preparations as in the morning are served. It's a good evening meal because you must know they come from the cow herders. They were out all day and they are really hungry. And they are now eating the main meal. Yes, in the morning, Madhu Mangal was joking like anything, you know. He said the best rasa is sweets, you know. And he made all these types of jokes and funny questions and so on. But in the evening meal, because the brahmanas are there and the elders are there, even Bhatu is very... He focuses on eating. He concentrates on eating, not on joking so much. Mm-hmm. Now, after the meal, when Krishna is tired, he takes a very short rest. But when he's not, he goes to the village entertainment. There is another hall. It's like an auditorium where all the cowherd men come. And I like to meditate about a particular beautiful scene which I had heard many, many years ago. I don't know from where. Nanda Maharaj is waiting at the steps to the big entertainment hall. And finally Krishna comes and he is so sweet, and Nanda Maharaj feels so much love for Krishna that he puts his hand out and his little finger, because Krishna's hand is still very small, but he can just grab the finger, not the whole hand. And then Krishna grabs the finger, and together Nanda Maharaj's heart is melting with affection. My Shishu, my little boy, is so nice. And then Krishna takes help and goes with his next to his father up the stairs. And goes into the assembly hall. It's an assembly hall. The moment Krishna comes into the assembly hall, the Brijbasis just explode with joy. They become so joyful that Nanda Maharaj must take a stick and boom, 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 and bang on the ground so that it doesn't get out of control. You know, they're so happy to see their Kanaya. Then tomorrow we will hear about the entertainment, their particular very nice entertainments, balancing on poles and acrobatics and beautiful. This will be here tomorrow. Now I will. These are all Nandagram related pastimes. So we have our Nandagram devotee here. Please sit here. And our Krishna Murari will tell us a little. Let's give this. Thank you. this is the expertise of the Nandagram people. I'm only introducing the subject.
Yes, Maharaj was specifically telling about the time how Krishna comes with Nanda Maharaj back from the Goshala after milking. Usually when a cowherd boy, or especially when Nanda Maharaj goes to milk the cows into Goshala, his both of the hands are occupied with two things. The first is the milking pot or a bucket, and the second thing is a rope made out of cloth, which is at many times used to tie the legs of the cow, the behind legs, so that sometimes the cows, which are a bit naughty, they jump here and there and the milk spills out of the bucket. So Nanda Maharaj carries it, but when coming back, the buckets of milk are so heavy, so Nanda Maharaj has to at various times change from one hand or the other, another, the milk bucket. So at that time, who will try to take care of the rope? So Krishna likes to always carry it with him. So sometimes he takes the rope and he's swinging it up in the air, or sometimes he puts it, or sometimes he wraps it the whole self around with the rope. Or sometimes he becomes so beautiful that he uses that cow binding rope as a shringar, as an ornament. He takes that rope and he starts binding it on his head, and he binds it in such a proper way that, because he has already taken out all the other ornaments from his body, that this just a small rope and a small peacock feather look so beautiful on him, like anything. This darshan of Krishna is known as when he has dashan darshan of Krishna, when he is about to go to sleep, when he has less clothes and less ornaments. In Braj Bhasha, it is known as olai darshan, olai, which means the anga darshan. You can see his limbs, his form you can see clearly, because he's not wearing so many things. And then when Krishna reaches Nanda Bhavan, so there is one very specific leela, that when Krishna reaches, he somehow or the other wants to look for different toys which he has in Nanda Bhavan. Chakai, Chakava, Charu, and like different types of birds in form of toys. He has different toys, like so many of them. And one day he finds a specific toy which he really wants. Actually, in Shastras, there are determinations of different people. One is known as the prominent out of them is Bal Hat, or a determination of a child. If a child finds he needs that toy, then if you give him the best toy in the world, he will not be satisfied by that. He will just want that. I say, if a small child wants sun and moon, they will be satisfied only by sun and moon. You give them the best sweet or best Swiss chocolate, they will not be satisfied by that. He will want that sun and moon only. So one day, Krishna looks into the sky and he sees a wonderful glowing toy. In the night, he sees the big moon, and he comes running to Mother Yashoda and asks, "You gave me so inferior toys. I want a good one, which has some good light. I want that." He points towards the moon, that "I want that." And Mother Yashoda thinks, "Now I'm in a great trouble. How to get moon for him?" Then Mother Yashoda tells, "Okay, what if I don't get you the moon?" So this pastime is very beautifully well written in Braj Bhasha. What if I don't get you, the moon. Then Krishna replies, he has so many wonderful arguments. He replies, if you don't get me the moon, I just took bath and now I will lie down in the dust again. Jai ho lot dharani pe abahi. I will lie down in the dust and I will I will bathe again in dust. And if you, Umayya, if you will try to get me back in your own lap, I will not come to your lap. She says, okay, if you do this, still I don't get you, the moon. What will you do? Then he says, every evening you give me the milk of Padma, I will not drink it. I will not drink it. And every day when I go out from the house, you make my hairs properly. I will not come to you. I will not allow you to make my hairs properly. She says, okay, even then I will not get you the moon. Then what you will say? What you will do? Then Krishna tells, hoi ho put Nand Baba ko. He tells, then I will go to the village assembly and I will announce one thing. She asks, what will you announce? He says, I will announce to everyone that I am not the son of Mother Yashoda. I am the son of Nand Baba. I will tell everyone that I am not son of Yashoda. I am only the son of Nand Baba. Then Mother Yashoda tells, okay, you really want that toy? He says, yes, I need that. And she tells, okay, I'll get him. Don't worry. Then she moves the hand towards the moon. She starts calling the moon. Bar bar Yashomati sut bodhat Aao Chandra. She is calling, Aao Chandra. O moon, come. Lal tohe bulave. My Lala is calling you. O moon, come. Come down. Madhu meva pakwan mithai. My son likes to eat so many good things. If you come next to my son, he will also feed you. If you come down. Hatai par tohe leen khele. O moon, if you come down, then my son will hold you in his own hands. So Mother Yashoda is also trying to talk childish things. You know, just to convince Krishna Sama or the other. And he will not let you even sit down on the earth. He will always keep you in his own hands. O moon, just come down. And during this conversation, Mother Yashoda calls a gopi and tells her, bring a very big silver vessel and fill some water inside. And then she brings the vessel and puts it under the moonlight. And then she tells Krishna, see, your toy is here. Because the reflection of the moon is coming in the vessel, in the silver vessel. And she tells, see, the moon is here. Now you play with it. Then Krishna tries to really check whether he is there or no. So he tries to catch the moon, but he cannot catch the moon. He tries again. Quite a few times of trying, he cannot catch it. Then he starts becoming angry again. You cheated me, you cheated me, you cheated me. The moon is not there. The moon is not there. Now Mother Yashoda again thinks, how to somehow or the other change the topic with him? He's so restless. Somehow or the other, I should try to have some another reason by which I can convince him. Then she calls, oh Krishna, don't make so much noise. I have something which is very secret. I will only tell you this only in your ears, not to anyone else. Come next to me. Has samajhavat kehat Yashomati. And I will not tell this even to Balaram. This is only for you. Krishna thinks, this may be something more special coming up. So he goes to Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda tells into the ear of Krishna. She tells, "Don't ask for moon. I have something more beautiful than the moon for you." And he asks, "What is it? What is it, Maya?" And she tells, "I'll get you a wife who is so more beautiful than the moon. I will. Don't ask for the moon. I will get you a very good wife who is even more beautiful than the moon." As soon as Krishna hears this, he checks. "Really? Really?" She tells, "Yes, but don't tell this to Balaram. Only for you. Don't tell this to Balaram." And then Krishna tells, "Okay, Maya, should we now just go to get her?" Then Mother Yashoda thinks, "Oh, I tried to convince him for something. Now he wants it at this moment only." It is very hard to convince Krishna. And then Krishna starts telling, "Oh, Maya, I am now young enough. I should be now married as you are thinking about." And then Mother Yashoda tells, "Oh, Krishna, we will get you married. Don't worry. Don't worry, we'll get you married, but not today, tomorrow." And about this further conversations, we will hear tomorrow. The marriage conversation between Mother Yashoda and Krishna. How he will try to convince Mother Yashoda, and how Mother Yashoda will try to convince him that we will not get you married very soon. Radhe Shyam.
You know, when we hear this type of katha, what is immediately coming to the foreground is the amazing intimacy between Yashoda and Krishna, the tremendous love which is there between the mother and Krishna is glorified in the scriptures more than Nanda Maharaj's love. It is so special. And Nanda said always, when after the Govardhan Leela, the cowherd man came and said, "What is this son of yours? It is not a normal son. He's just carried for 7 days the whole Giriraj." Also, he has before that finished so many powerful demons. This is not a normal human being. And Nanda Maharaj said, "Are, Gagacharya has said, Narayan has entered my son." So the cowherd boys and everyone in Vrindavan is satisfied, except for one person, Yashoda Mai. She doesn't take this, that her son is an amsa of, an angsa of Narayan has entered her son, and not Balaram. It's not possible. And why is, if the son is an incarnation, or is Narayan is in him, and Avesh, then why is he always crying for more milk and is so naughty, and he cannot be satisfied if he has fixed his mind on something? This is not what God does. This is what a very, very naughty little child does. So the Braj Bhakti of Yashoda is for that reason exalted. It's praised more. Good. So we will. But we cannot say Nanda Maharaj is less. It's just a different side, a different sort. So I thank you all very much for participating. Please keep the wonderful discussions with Yashodama and Krishna and his clever discussions in your mind, and we are now very, this has entered now a difficult area. Yashoda has said, instead of the moon, we get you a first-class wife, and Krishna had become determined in that way. So what will happen now? I mean, Yashoda can't make a reflection of a wife in an even bigger vessel. We will hear. All right, then I wish you a good night and see you all tomorrow. Hare Krishna.